Hello everyone, today on Scottish Memories we are chatting to Emma Cameron. How are you all? Hope you're all happy, healthy and well out there. Yep, today we are kicking off series 4 with the brilliant Emma Cameron. But just before we get started with Emma, please remember, if you do enjoy the podcast or anything like that, please remember subscribe to it wherever you get your podcast. But you know what would really help? Oh, the dogs are saying hello in the background there. How's that? But you know what would really be lovely? If you would maybe leave a review on wherever you get your podcast, that would genuinely mean the world. But I'm really excited to get started with Series 4 with Emma Cameron. You will recognise Emma as a reporter and presenter for STV. Emma, hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm good, thanks. It feels weird being at the other end of the microphone for a change. It's quite nice.
You're not the first person that said that.
That is quite nice. I can just sit back and let you do the hard work.
Yeah, I'm just going to try to drag things out of you.
Yeah, that's it.
Before we get started, how are you? Hope you're healthy and well.
Good, thanks. Yeah, I'm pretty tired. We've been chatting sleep regressions before we started recording, haven't we? We've both got little girls who are keeping us up all night. So a little bit bleary eyes, but nothing that a rolling sausage and some strong caffeine won't fix.
I know. I think I could probably go back to when I started these interviews because my wife was still pregnant at the time. And these bags didn't exist then.
Oh, same. See, it's amazing what makeup can do, I'm telling you.
this is me fully made up. This is it. This is the best it gets. And thank you. You are kicking off Series 4 of Scottish Memories. So thank you so much for being my first
I feel very honoured to be kicking it off. That's great.
Honestly, I said it just before we properly started as well, that you've no idea how grateful I am for you to spare the time and come on, because I know you're incredibly busy. So, plus, I have an 18-month-old, so thank you.
Oh, I know. That's the busy part. I come to work for the rest.
Yeah, that is true.
Don't tell my bosses that.
So, we'll dive right in. Whereabouts did you grow up?
Well, pretty boringly, I still live in the place that I grew up. My mum always says that we now live 3 songs apart on the radio. So that's how we kind of gauge it.
That's how long it takes you from get to one to the other.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think she would want to be any further away. And my brother kind of was in Australia for 6 years. He's now in London and he's always like, "You're so boring living so close to mum and dad." But then of recent times he's been sending me flats in Glasgow being like, "Oh, this one looks quite nice." I'm like, "See, it all wears off eventually. When you start thinking that you want a family, you'll end up back home, guaranteed."
Yeah.
And to be honest, I'm so lucky to have my family so close by. I'm in the south side of Glasgow, in Giffnet. My mum and dad are just in Cathcart, so still south of Glasgow. We have kind of moved. I was away for uni and I've done a wee bit of travelling, but yeah, very much kind of have my roots very close to where I grew up, because I had a great childhood. And I think, well, if I can give Ivy and, you know, any other kids that I may have the sort of childhood I had, I'd be very, very happy with that. So
I agree. That, sorry, the dogs are barking in the background. I apologize.
That's all right.
I moved to London for 6 years when I was in my early 20s and things, going to college and stuff like that, and then was just kind of drawn to come back. I'm not quite 3 songs away from but I'm maybe about 6 songs.
See, it's funny because my husband's Irish and he's from like a small town in the rural west of Ireland, and it's very much like nobody that he went to school with still lives there. It's kind of a sleepy little town. Sadly, there just isn't as much work for people there anymore, so most of his contemporaries have moved quite far afield, a lot of them in Australia, Canada, America, or kind of London, Dublin. So he finds it really odd that me and most of my school friends are all round the corner from each other. We're still going in for each other, knocking the doors, like, "Do they want to come out and play?" You know, he probably thinks that's really weird because his friends are sort of all over the world, but I wouldn't have it any other way, to be honest. And the ones that are in London, you're like, "God, you know, they've moved away." It seems very kind of far flung.
That sort of thing, though, of you know, knocking on someone's door and saying, "Do you want to come out and play?"
Oh, do you remember that?
God, that was my youth. That was really lucky. I lived in a little cul-de-sac and it was all kids roughly about the same age.
Yeah,
and
we were always
knocking on someone's
door. "Going in for somebody," used to say, "going in for someone." And then my dad's a doctor, so it was very much we had our dinner later than everybody else because he was always home later and I was always raging because everyone had been out since 4 o'clock and I was still having my dinner at 6:30, sort of looking at the clock like, "When can I go out?"
I've got like an hour left before the street lights come on.
Exactly. I just feel that you don't really see kids doing that the same, I guess. Like, it was very much just part of our childhood. We were talking about Kirby off camera, and it's one of those, like, going out and playing games like that, playing football on the street, popping into somebody's house for your dinner, even though you'd already had your dinner. You started realizing who made all the best soup and who made the macaroni
You used to
cheese.
know where everyone was because all their bikes would be on the ground outside
It
that
was really
person's
safe,
house.
though. It wasn't really kind of safe. The ice cream van used to come round, and I don't know. I wouldn't have had it any other way. And I feel that last night I was quite alarmed that we actually had some geysers. It was Halloween last night, and on my street there was actually quite a few kids came to the door, and I thought, oh, do people still do this? This is lovely, because they were with their mums and dads, whereas we were just sort of sent out on our own from the age of about six. It's maybe a bit more safe the way they're doing it now, but I thought, oh, that's good that kids still want to go out and play and, go to each other's houses, and they're not just stuck inside on their own playing, talking to people through a laptop screen,
I know. No, you're absolutely right. I should say as well, for anyone listening abroad, guysing is trick or treating.
Oh yeah, sorry.
No,
We
you like
actually
it's still.
get told.
I still call it guysing.
I call it guysing too, but then last night on the news we wrote trick or treating, and my producer said, no, let's change that to guysing, because Scottish people don't like the word trick-or-treating. It's very Americanized. But my husband
Really
didn't have a
is.
clue what guysing was. We were talking about this last night. He's like, what is that? Because
So what did they
Irish
call it?
people
What did they
think
call it in Ireland then?
trick-or-treating, they use quite a lot of American terms, actually. Like, he
Right.
started talking about candy apples. I was like, oh, come on, it's toffee apples.
Toffee
What are
apples.
you on about? And then I said, did you ever go dicking for apples? And that was a whole other ball game. He had no idea what I was talking about.
See, this is a minefield we've got to deal because, like, the when I was a kid, firstly, I was never organised with a Halloween costume, so
Oh,
something would be made with a black bin bag.
always.
If you'd go out, you'd go to each other's parents' house and maybe a couple of other ones that you kind of knew, but you'd go out
Kinda
and you
knew,
wonder about.
yeah.
You didn't just get to knock on the door and they gave
No.
you. You had to do something.
Oh yeah, I made them do something last night. I was like, you're not getting your sweets for nothing here.
Yeah,
I need a joke, I need a song.
exactly. You had to do a joke. You had to do a song or a wee dance or something. And that's the thing as well. We used to go into the houses.
Yes, whereas that's not really a thing
No, it's stand at the door and just give me
now. And
sweets.
we used to play wee games, because we were talking about this last night, dicking for apples. Or did you ever put like treacle on donuts and try and bite them off
Try
a
and get
string?
them hanging from a string.
Yeah, we used to do that, but I
Yeah.
don't think you do any of that now. It
No, it's boring now.
has all come become quite Americanized. I feel like there's a lot goes on in terms of that you can pay £20 to go and pick a pumpkin that a farmer's probably bought from Tesco and laid out in
I've
his
got to say,
field.
we did it. We well,
We're
there's
the
a place.
suckers that did it too.
There's a place out in East Lothian that we drove along to called Kilduff Farm, and it was beautiful, and it was a lot of fun. And obviously the pumpkins were great, and Lillian ran about in the hay and had a great time. And then I'm standing there going, I can remember my mum carving into a turnip.
Turnip, and they stank. Do you remember the
Yeah.
smell? Oh,
And it
yeah,
was.
we were the same. I mean, all these things are great, but I do feel that events like that are just getting bigger and bigger, aren't they? And they're becoming even more commercial. Whereas
And
before, it
it's a
was, yeah,
real
you just
shame
went
it's
round the
getting.
houses.
Yeah, it's a real shame it's getting. I no diss to sort of America and things, but we are losing
No,
two Americanized versions of it.
no.
We're losing these traditions because it was, a turnip, you'd go around, you'd do some things, and now it does feel trick or treat and pumpkins and everything. It's feeling more American.
It definitely is, yeah. The one event that I can't quite get on board with is Guy Fawkes. I've never been a fan of fireworks, and that's coming up, this weekend. I just think, oh, but I don't know if I fancy that.
I've got two dogs. They definitely don't like it.
Oh, but that's another one that seems to have just got bigger and bigger, these massive fireworks displays. Before, you had a wee sparkler in your garden, didn't you? Maybe somebody would set
Well,
off a Catherine wheel, and it was,
I can
oh.
remember because I grew up in a little sort of, it was a kind of cul-de-sac area, and there was a field nearby that the farmer had just. He just grassed it. He just put grass on it, and everyone just it just became a play field for everyone. It wasn't in a park or anything. It was just a field that we're in. And after Halloween, genuinely after Halloween, me and all my friends every day after school, we'd start to go round all the houses in the area and ask if they had anything for the bonfire.
Oh my God.
So we'd all start all. So essentially, the bonfire for the 5th of November would be made by kids.
Really?
Yeah, we'd drag old couches that people given us, boxes, literally anything anyone was wanting got rid of. Because this was you'd set everything on fire when I was a kid. We didn't care. Everything would get dragged in there. We'd make a bonfire, and then on the 5th of November, the first person down there got to light the bonfire, and then everyone just from the area just showed up with fireworks.
Safety first.
Like there was
The
a little
bonfire night when I was at school was always like the event of the year when you wanted to go and impress a boy, because you'd go hold hands underneath a fireworks display at the local rugby club, and that was kind of what happened. So yeah, brings back all sorts of memories for
I know. So,
me.
for me, the idea of, an organized fireworks display is very different from what I grew up
Yes, isn't
with.
it? I know, and these ones are just massive now. And again, paying all this money to go, and yes. Just very different. Different world, but that's just how it is, isn't
Because there's one along the road from us on Friday. That's because obviously Lillian's two. It'll be her first proper, because she never went to one the first last 2 years. Well,
it?
2 years ago there wasn't one,
No.
and last year things were kind of just starting. So I won't get back in time. I always kind of take a look. But I think they're doing it kid friendly. I think they're silent fireworks.
How does that work?
No idea,
Okay. Okay.
or at least quieter. They're not
Okay.
like massive, big, huge bangs. Because we've
I
got
feel
the
like
same.
sparklers are my limit, to be honest. I do like a sparkler, but then
Yeah,
apart
I
from
like that.
that, I'm sort of done.
I like
No,
a sparkler.
not really for me.
No. But although I do remember on her birthday just a month or so ago, she virtually tried to eat the candle that was on top of it
Nice.
whilst it was still lit. Yeah, so as you were growing up then, what about seeing Scotland as a kid? Was it staycations? Was it.
Both. We did have a caravan that we used to tow to St Andrews and Anstruther, Crail, all that kind of East Nuke. That's where we used to holiday a lot of the time. So that area brings back lots of lovely memories for us as a family. And then until my dad traded in the caravan to buy a video camera. So that tells you how much it was worth.
Wow.
We were all devastated at the time, but then we got a lot of good home movies after that. So he That's when you knew you were on a good family day out, when dad brought the camera out and he did a sort of rolling commentary of whatever we were. And I think I'm definitely in the right job, because there's so many home movies of me sort of outside a castle in the north of Scotland saying, "Here we are at Urquhart Castle, and this was founded in 1430." So I was
A
sort of getting
career
my
was born right there.
Yeah, exactly. I think I was getting my practice in from an age of about five, and my brother's just sort of sitting there pumping in the background on his Game Boy, you know.
I don't want to hold
But, you know, so all around St Andrews, kind of that part of Fife is where we holidayed. A lot of our summers were spent there. The Anstruther Fish Bar, we used to go for a cream tea. We used to get the fish and chips and then loads of cakes after it. Did you ever go for one of them?
No.
Like 4 o'clock, and you left absolutely stuffed to the gunnels, but it was amazing. It was great. And I don't know how much you've explored that sort of area around Crail and
A little
Anstruther.
bit, not so much.
It's so lovely. I actually went back to Ely with two of my friends a couple of weeks ago for my first sort of weekend away from my wee girl, and we did this sort of coastal path along the East Nuke, and it was really lovely. It's just such a gorgeous part of the world, and you do get good weather there every now and then, and there's lots of nice sort of places to stop by and have some tasty seafood, and yeah, it's really, really nice.
Well, we do get good weather though. I mean, today
No, we do.
it's the 1st of November that we're recording this. It's what is that still autumn? It is autumn.
Yeah.
Beautiful blue skies.
I know, we're actually doing all right, I think.
Like we,
Kinda.
I think we kind of get as it gets colder, our skies get bluer,
Yes.
and then in the
Well,
summer
I
where we
always
want
say
the blue
this.
skies.
It's my birthday's the 14th of January, which is a pretty rotten time for a birthday. But I was at a wedding once on my birthday, and it's the nicest weather that we've ever had for a wedding. Like, my best friend got married in July. It poured all day long, but the one on my birthday, glorious. So I just think it's so unpredictable. You may as well prepare for rain, and anything better than that is, a winner.
You're absolutely right. As long as you can accept that it's going to change, then you're fine. You're off and running.
And do you know what annoys me, being from Glasgow, is everyone's just like, oh, Glasgow's so wet. My brother's doing this now that he lives in London. He's like, oh, I can't believe the weather in Glasgow. I'm like, Jamie, you lived here for, 23 years of your life. Have you forgotten that quickly? Or people that live in Edinburgh or live in Aberdeen, think, oh, yeah, the weather in Glasgow's so much worse. I'm like, is it really? I mean, it's definitely wetter. I think the East is definitely colder. I work in Edinburgh a lot of the time, and I feel that when I'm there, it's much colder.
It can get cold here. I always think here, I've said this to a few of my friends and things. When we get the snow here, sort of Edinburgh Eastish, if we get the snow bad, everywhere else has got it really bad. I don't know if it's because just the Firth of Forth on one side, then the Pentlands. I don't know if that does
It's the
anything to it.
wind. I find the wind quite chilling in Edinburgh. And then my husband lived in Aberdeen for 4 years, so we did the long distance, and it's absolutely freezing, like really freezing in Aberdeen. And then because of the granite, it was quite grey a lot of the time. I mean, I actually did love it as a city going to visit, but it
It's a little bit grey. It's a little bit grey. And whenever I
is quite grey.
hear Aberdeen, my head always goes back to the old Billy Connolly sketch where he used to get taken up there on school trips and pushed into the ocean. It's like that's the North Sea, but go and play in it. On you go.
Yes, enjoy. But there's some beautiful parts around there. Like, we used to go to Stonehaven quite a lot, to a lovely kind of fish restaurant around there. And yeah, there's nice parts. It was good to kind of explore a different part of the country that I hadn't really been to
I'm
before.
definitely starting to pick up on a love for fish here.
Yeah, me bit. Just
Nothing
a little
wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
bit.
So since you have, obviously your work must take you around Scotland
Yeah,
here a bit as
it does.
well.
Yeah, so I kind of split my time work-wise between Glasgow and Edinburgh. So I'm constantly kind of hurtling down that M8. I feel like I could drive that road with my eyes shut now. And luckily, the way my hours sort of work, I tend to avoid rush hour because it's brutal when you're stuck in the traffic on the M8. And our Edinburgh offices are at Fountain Bridge. And I went to uni in Edinburgh for 5 years. So every time you kind of start to come in through Gorgie and you smell that brewery, I'm like, right, I know where I am now. And it just brings back so many lovely memories. I lived in Haymarket all through my time at uni. And I just have such amazing memories of that time. And I was like, oh, I wish I still lived in my flat in Haymarket. And I'm like, do I really? It was absolutely mice infested. There was five of us that lived there. We weren't that keen on doing the dishes, and yeah, so a bit grotty. But whenever you, I think whenever you associate somewhere with a good time in your life, you get kind of nostalgic
Oh
memories for it,
yeah. There's
don't
real,
you?
there's a, there's a real nostalgia. I always say my first year at college in London, I lived in an area called Palmer's Green in London, and we had a flat. Five of us had a flat above a wedding, a bridal shop, and it was. I mean,
Wouldn't be noisy though.
we couldn't make any noise. We got in trouble if we made any
Yeah.
noise because obviously people were having a special moment
Yes,
to
it's
pick a
very
wedding.
important.
So we got in trouble a couple of times.
Oh,
But we all lived there for the first year. But I've got such great memories of the place, and we had so much fun. But it was a hole. It
no,
was
same.
not
Ours was
nice.
awful. My dad used to refuse to come to see us in the flat. He was like, it's just a sea of knickers. I'm not coming in because there's five girls. So there was just constantly washing everywhere. Like, he was like, oh, no thanks. But we loved it. We were at Heriot Watt. So we used to get on that number 25 bus from outside the flat in Haymarket, along Gorgie through Dalry. And oh, it was just so much fun. And it was quite nice actually being at a campus university, and you met so many people from all over whenever you were there. And then Edinburgh is a real uni town, isn't it? There's so much to do, so much going on. But yeah, I still have real pangs to live there. I think I'm one of these few people that's from Glasgow that loves both cities probably equally.
I've said this the same. I'm exactly the same as an Edinburgh person. I love Glasgow.
Do you?
I
Well,
know,
that's
yeah,
quite controversial.
I know we've got, I hate my face in public. I know we've got, I've said this a few times, I know there's a friendly rivalry there.
Oh, yeah.
But it really only exists when you're in Scotland.
I think so.
When we leave, then
Oh,
we're
we're all
in.
just one, aren't
Yeah,
we?
we're just Scottish after that. But when we're in Scotland, there's definitely a wee bit of a thing there. I mean, again, I've mentioned this to a few people. For two cities only like 50 miles apart, they're very different.
They're so different. They're very, very different. I'd
Right.
say Glasgow, you have more fun. There's maybe a bit more fun. Edinburgh's got, it's just beautiful, isn't it? And
I think Glaswegians have a better humor and a
yeah,
better
I think.
character than, and I think I'm a very funny person, but I think the Glaswegians, they do. There's a bit more banter there, and I think I can't remember where I read this, but I think obviously since Glasgow kind of grew up around the Clyde, there's a real working man's humour. There's a real,
Oh yeah.
Grafton humour there, which is
What is
never
it they say
left.
though that you'd have more fun at a Glasgow funeral than a wedding in Edinburgh? That's what Glasgow people say anyway.
I don't know if I kind of want to test that
I mean, you do. A Glasgow wake's great, but but so my dad's from the borders, and so he's from Hoyt. So he's very much kind of East Coast, like Edinburgh. He's got a bit of a kind of inkling for Edinburgh because that's where they would go for big days out and
For
go
days
to the
out, yeah, they
rugby.
go up to,
Yeah.
yeah.
It's funny, whereas my mum's from Lanarkshire, so she's the only one out of her brothers that has moved into the city, and everyone's like, oh, she's away into the city. So it's funny seeing their kind of relationship with it all. But obviously, my dad's now been in Glasgow longer than he was ever in the borders. But the borders is where my grandma still lives, who's 91, and we still go down frequently to visit her. So I've got a real kind of soft spot for that part of the world, which I feel is kind of undervalued sometimes. I feel that a
It
lot of
really
people
is.
don't know about a lot of the lovely little quaint towns and villages that they have there. And I guess because, well, recently they've developed the train down to Tweed Bank, but for a long time it wasn't as accessible, I guess, to get to. So people maybe didn't holiday there the same as they would to other parts of the country. But it's really lovely.
I think you're right. I think we talk about the Highlands a lot because obviously the Highlands are beautiful.
Well, yeah, I
And
mean,
then we
you can't
talk about
really
the Central
compare.
Belt because it's a Central Belt and it's got two the main cities in the country and it's got and I think East Lothian and the Borders, which are stunning, do get forgot about quite a
Oh,
lot.
they do. They do. I mean, parts of it not so great. Like,
But then you could say that about everywhere.
you could say that about everywhere. I mean, my grandma lives in Hoyt, and it's actually really sad because when we used to go there as kids, it was kind of the home of Kashmir. There was all the factories there and so much employment, and there was a real bustling kind of high street. And in recent times, it's fallen by the wayside a wee bit. All that's kind of gone from the town, and there's a lot of boarded up shops, and again, not as many kind of young families living there. But whenever you've kind of grown up somewhere, we actually took my wee kiddo there last month. The play park's exactly the same that we went to as kids, and it's so brilliant. Maybe I just think it's brilliant because we had so much fun there. And the same way, like the leisure centre, I definitely don't think it's been revamped in 30 years. But what more do you need? It's a cracking pool. It's got the slide, it's got the flumes, it's great fun. And you think that's all kids really want. My wee girl could have as much fun in a play park that's not been updated in 30 years than at some soft play that's cost you 20 quid in the centre of Glasgow. So.
I mean, I know that with Lily, and as long as there's a swing,
Oh
everything's
yeah,
fine.
same,
She'll learn
same.
about everything and again. Every now and again, she'll just want to go back to the swing, and she's happy. Here's I'm going to
Oh
jump back to our comparison memories of youth again, because we've both got young children. Parks. Now, when I was a
yes.
kid, it was concrete. It was
Same.
concrete and a roundabout and a chute and
Around,
a
there was always
swing.
a roundabout.
Which I never quite. I don't unless you've got like 10 or 12 year old kids trying to get it to go as
They
fast as
just make me
possible.
sick. I don't know how that's remotely enjoyable.
No, I think we did it to try to make it go as fast as possible to see who'd be the first one to fall off.
Yeah, and I don't know about you, but when we used to hang about parks as teenagers, you used to often go on these when you'd had a few drinks, and it was the aim of the game was to see who could be sick first. I'm like, God, why were we so mean to each other? Put you off drinking for life and roundabout. And I'm very queasy at the best of times. I hate fun fairs and rides and things. So, oh, it's not for me.
But
Because I don't know if you ever went to like, the shows when you were younger. I hated the shows. It's just totally wasted on me. Like, I was always the one holding the jackets at the side where my friends were all on the waltzers going as fast as they possibly could. I'm like, no thanks.
Yeah. I should say as well for people, the shows is like a travelling fairground.
Yes.
Yeah.
It like, is.
But again, that's something else that's gone. I mean, all right, okay, maybe for the best that it's gone.
I know, maybe. But they were good fun. It was something to do. I mean, I love the candy floss and the try to get the big teddies out the, you know, you'd put a 2p in and try and win a teddy. That kind of thing was always good fun.
I mean, I can't.
And they always went to kind of areas that they maybe wouldn't have had access to other things. Like, you know, my mum's from Lanarkshire. I said she's from a town called Wishaw. And, you know, those kind of places don't have the facilities that the likes of Glasgow or Edinburgh would. So when the shows came, it was a really big deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, and everybody went.
We used to have, obviously, down at Portobello, they used to have, you know, they had a permanent sort of shows. They had the permanent playground, which are gone now.
Uh-huh.
So, like, we don't have anything this
nah,
side
we don't.
Like that at all. And yeah, okay, in Scotland, we don't really have the weather for outdoor fun.
No, but it didn't really matter, did it?
No, not in the slightest. And it's a real, that's a loss. It is a loss. But yeah, I can remember the shows coming to sort of areas nearby, and I'm sure
they always went to quite deprived areas, which was quite nice, actually. You know, and you used to travel to go to the good ones. You'd hear where the kind of good shows were.
Yeah.
I remember me and my friends going on a day trip to Glenrothes because they had the best shows. God, that's really clutching at straws, isn't it?
I know, but it's a shame. In some ways, I mean, it's probably a good thing that we don't see them as much. But in other ways, it's these memories won't get made again.
No, they won't. And even, I don't know if you ever went to some of the theme parks that used to exist here. When I say theme parks, quite loosely, but Loudoun Castle was one that we always went to on school trips in Ayrshire. It doesn't exist anymore. You know, all these kind of places have kind of fallen by the wayside, which I think is quite sad, you know, and they've been replaced by bigger and better, but is it necessarily bigger here? I don't know.
Yeah. It's all corporate now. It's all corporate.
Yeah, well, that's it. That is it. And really, kids are quite easily pleased is what I'm noticing at my wee girl. I'm sort of driving her about, taking her to things, and really, she just wants to play with sticks in the woods and is more than happy.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been doing that a lot with our wee girl. We've been going to just... We went up to Lauriston Castle quite a lot.
It's lovely there.
Beautiful, and she's just running about, picking up a stick, crunching leaves under her feet.
Yeah.
And she's quite happy.
I know. The beach is something that we've still to master. She just wants to eat the sand. That's the hard bit. Once we get out of the putting everything in the mouth stage, maybe we'll tackle the beach again.
Yeah, we're still kind of at that stage.
But you're lucky you're quite close to some lovely beaches. I mean, we are, and we're reasonably close to Ayrshire, but they just get so rammed in the summer and they get really, really busy.
You wouldn't expect Scotland to have beautiful beaches, but we do.
Oh, we absolutely do.
Yeah.
We went to Skye. Do you remember that sort of opening in lockdown where you were allowed to go places again? We went to Skye because we were going to go abroad, and then we thought, a bit risky. And I thought, I don't really want to stay in Scotland. You know, when you've been stuck in for that long, you think you want to just go all the places that you've been dreaming about. But actually, we went to, well, Plockton and then over to Skye, and it's probably one of the best holidays we've ever had. And we absolutely loved it. And the beaches there are just out of this world stunning. I don't know if you've been up to that part, but they're just unbelievable. They're really, really lovely and quite deserted a lot of the time, you know, because they're so vast, I suppose.
Yeah.
And yeah, you do get a lot of tourists, but there's so many of them, like the beaches, I mean, that there's room for everybody, you know, and they haven't been built up in the sense a lot of the ones here have, or the ones abroad, you know, they're not covered in sun loungers, obviously, because people can't sunbathe, so they feel very untouched, which is lovely. But
yeah, there is a thing about, I suppose, Scottish beaches, I suppose, you're right, that's a good way to put it, that we don't have the hotels right by, you
know,
lots of hotels right by the beach, all with swimming pools and
no,
all
not at all. Things.
It's
I know
little towns, the little beach towns, little beach villages.
Yeah,
yeah,
It's maybe a bit of a blessing that we've got rubbish weather, because I think if we had nice weather, it would become a bit like that. But you
Yeah.
know, Spain, Costa del Sol, like, and then people would all come here on their holidays, and we'd think, yeah, and these are our beaches, and then they'd probably get ruined, you know,
I know,
because
we want people to visit, but it's our stuff, don't touch
yeah,
it.
exactly. But it did make me think when I was up that part of the world, you know, for someone that's from Scotland. There's so much of the country that I haven't seen. That's actually quite embarrassing.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same. I hate to say it, but last year for our wedding anniversary, I went to Loch Ness for the first time. And it was
Yeah.
like, I'm in my 40s, and it was the
I
first time
know.
I went. I'm like, that's awful.
It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think especially when you're from the Central Belt, you tend to kind of, I don't know, hang about your own area a bit, and then you'd maybe holiday abroad. But I think if you're from a more rural part, you obviously are more used to traveling around. So you've likely have seen more than we have. But I do find it mortifying sometimes.
Yeah.
Whenever you're watching these kind of TV programs when they go around Scotland and you're like, God, I've not been to any of these places. Where is that? You're sort of giggling it, you
You know,
know.
when Weir's Way comes on TV from years ago, you're like, look
I
at that. That's,
know.
is that here? Oh, I
I
should go see
know.
that.
But it is amazing. It's Sean that I work with that does the weather. He's been doing a program around Scotland of late, and some of the places they went to Tiree was one of the episodes. And honestly, it
Yeah.
looked like the Bahamas. Genuinely, it did. Like the beaches and the
Some
palm
of the
trees.
places he's been going to have just
It's
been beautiful.
unbelievable. Yeah, like stunningly beautiful. And you think, God, you really don't have to go anywhere else, do you? But
No,
yeah, but we do.
we do. We do.
But
So
we do.
if anyone's going to come, because obviously I'm very lucky, as I mentioned before, that people watch the channel or listen to the podcast from
Yeah.
everywhere, what would be your best
Oh.
hints and tips?
Oh, hints and tips. Well, I'm sure you've probably gathered that I'm a right foodie. So I've always kind of have this idea that I want to pitch a program to work about doing a sort of foodies tour of Scotland, because the gastronomy around here is just unbelievable. And you know,
But we
you go
don't
to
have
the
a good
States,
reputation, and it's really not founded
it's
at
not
all.
fair.
It's not
It's not
fair.
fair. We're more than just
And we don't have
haggis,
to deep fry everything.
I promise. No, I mean, some stuff does taste really good deep fried. But as you've kind of picked up on, I love seafood, and I genuinely believe that you can't get better than you can in the west coast of Scotland, around Lough Fyne, the oyster barn, and all around, you know, that kind of part of the world is just open. They've got the amazing seafood shack. It's well worth a visit. It's literally a shack at the side of the road, but it's some of the best seafood that I've ever had. And the same, the oyster shed on Skye was one of the best meals I've ever had. The only issue was we went in August, so you were trying to sort of eat these beautiful scallops while swallowing a whole load of midges. Kind of
Midges.
took away from it a little bit, but maybe if you
Yeah.
timed it right, you could go sit in your car and eat it
I
or
know.
something. Because,
Midges
yeah,
is just. I don't
I
even know how we
know.
can explain midges because they're a
Oh, they're
thing in
just
themselves.
annoying. They're just really annoying, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, I remember as a kid, like I said, there was a farm, there was kind of fields kind of where I grew up. We would go and jump in, you know, when it was. When the hay was being cut, we would make hay bales and we'd jump into them and then we'd come home and I would just be covered in
Covered,
midges.
I know, covered. I mean, to be honest, we were in Portugal last month and we got eaten alive by mosquitoes. And I thought, at least midges don't kind of leave these horrible bites that you're itching for weeks on end. They kind of,
Yeah.
they come and they go. They're just more irritating than
Yeah.
anything
Get
else.
the
And they
calamine
do.
lotion on them and you're
Yeah,
fine.
exactly. That's a savior for everything, isn't it?
I'm liking the idea of
Yeah,
the
so
food
I
tour
just
thing,
think there's
but
so many, and I love that all across Scotland has its own little like food that is they claim is theirs. You know, if you go to Arbroath, you could get the smokies, which are absolutely delicious if you've ever been. And then my friends from Aberdeen, and I had stovies for the first time and butteries up there whenever, you know, I was up to visit her. And it's something that as a Glaswegian we'd never really had. I mean, you know, we even go to Edinburgh, you don't get square sausage because it's a Glasgow thing, you know, and it's very kind of
Is it?
every yeah. You don't look at the
I
links.
get square sausage here. I didn't know it was a Glasgow thing. Or at least I didn't know it was predominantly a Glasgow thing.
It's definitely a Glasgow thing.
Is it?
Yeah, and the whole brown sauce thing still freaks me out. I'm not into that.
You mean chippy sauce?
Yeah. The salt and sauce thing, I just can't get on board with it. I've really tried. I lived in Edinburgh for a long time and I still. Whereas my friend that lives in London gets her mum to bring it down and vax for her whenever she goes to visit.
Yeah,
She's fine.
I had Ashley Gray on a little while ago, who played Elphaba in the West End, and she said that whenever she came up, she would buy two or three bottles. And remember,
Really?
here as well, obviously the chip shops make chippy sauce, so they'll put
Yeah.
it in glass bottles.
Diluted with
Glass,
vinegar, though, isn't it?
yeah, it's just brown sauce and vinegar,
Yeah,
50-50, really.
really.
That's what it is. But she would buy loads of bottles and take them down, and then all her flatmates, when she was at drama school, would just be like, "What is that?" She's like, "It's gorgeous."
Not for
But I
me.
think, as we were talking about the fun banter between Glasgow and Edinburgh, that's probably the biggest part of it.
Oh, it's huge, isn't
Chippy
it?
sauce.
It's a real controversial subject.
That's probably, you could probably do a whole episode of your food program just on that, the
You
battle of chippy
absolutely
sauce.
could, couldn't you?
What needs to
But
go on
yeah,
the
I just
plate?
love how different parts of the country have their own cuisine, if you like. I think that's really lovely, like Stornoway for the black pudding, and there's so many different parts that you could go to and eat completely differently. And I think you're right when people say, "Oh, Scottish food, what's that?" But actually, we've got loads,
Yeah.
absolutely loads. But then nothing can beat your mum or your granny's homemade lentil soup, which I do think would be my death row meal. And I've tried my hardest to recreate it for my wee girl, and I just haven't managed. Like, there's
Yeah,
something about,
we're.
well, it was my granny and now my mum, the lentil soup. You
Yeah,
can't beat
we're the
it.
same. My mom unfortunately passed away last year, but she used to make beautiful soup during the winter, potato soup during the winter,
Ah,
which
potato
had
soup,
everything
yeah.
in it. And I've no idea how she made it. I've got no
No.
clue. And I'm like,
And
my
then I
wee girl
asked my mum for
will.
the recipe and she just laughed in my face. I was like, what do you mean by recipe?
I see what vegetables I've got. I put them in, and then
Exactly. But it almost manages to taste
yeah, and it was so
the
good. Yeah, it was so good. And my mum's chips, my mom homemade chips as
Oh,
well.
homemade
I'm gonna miss my
chips.
mum's
That
homemade
reminds me of my
chips.
granny. Yeah, that really reminds me of my granny, homemade chips in the fryer. Oh, you can't beat
No,
it,
so, yeah, I mean, I don't even know if anyone does that anymore. Cutting up their own potatoes and their own tatties and letting
can
them
you?
seep in
Oh,
water for ages and then
they're
frying
not.
them up.
Yeah,
Yeah, I don't even know if I've
yeah,
ever
yeah.
heard
But
that. Right, I
yeah.
like to finish on what I call difficult questions for us Scots.
Oh,
And
this
you'll
is a
like
cool.
it, it's food based.
Okay, well, good. I'm involved. I'm
Yeah.
into this.
So, shortbread or tablet?
Oh, tablets, more sugary.
Yeah. See, that's normally it's a difficult one for people, that, because tablet's
Nah.
quite. It is pure sugar.
Yeah, it's just pure sugar, isn't it?
Yeah.
One of my favourite places that we used to go to for food in Shotland, which is in the south side of Glasgow, they used to always give you a tablet with your coffee, and I just think that's a good touch. To the point where the guy started knowing us so well, he would just come over with a wee bowl with extra tablet for us.
Nice.
Because you're like, you don't quite want a dessert, but you want something sweet. Tablet, it covers all bases. It just gives you that wee sugar hit, and it's enough to keep you going.
I'm gonna ask as well. Was that a Did your granny make shortbread and tablet? Was did
Shortbread, yeah.
yeah
Again, tried to recreate it, failed miserably.
oh yeah yeah
Yeah.
we tried to make tablet one time, and it just ended up more like a gooey soup.
Yeah. Do you know what else I discovered for the first time in the summer? Because we were working through in Edinburgh on the Royal Mile, the fudge shop. Have you ever been there?
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
How good is that place?
Yeah,
They were handing out free samples. Dangerous. Because then I just went in and spent about 30 quid on fudge.
that's very
But
clever of them, isn't it? Yeah.
there's so many different flavors and varieties. I thought this is like a tablet, but an upgrade. It
Yeah.
was
Oh,
absolutely brilliant.
could you see them making it when you went in? Were they doing
Yeah.
it there? Isn't it great?
Have you had the Iron Brew fudge?
No, they got Iron
It
Brew
was,
fudge.
yeah, and it was absolutely banging. I would thoroughly recommend it.
I know where I'm going next
So
time
anyone who's
I'm
visiting Edinburgh, get yourselves down to the Royal Mile to the fudge shop. You will not be disappointed.
But it's been there since I was a kid. I can remember it.
I've never heard of it
Yeah,
before.
and like the fact that you can just go in and they're just making it in front, like
It's
scooping it
amazing.
about the place and things. It's great.
Because I didn't
It's
think I was really
entertaining,
into
isn't
fudge, but apparently I am.
it?
Yeah, But well, probably only that kind of fudge. You know the kind of dodgy ones that you get in the pick and mix at the cinema? I'm not into that kind of fudge.
Oh no, it has to be proper fudge. Proper
Yeah,
fudge.
proper fudge.
Yeah,
So yeah, that's a hint and tip for you if you're ever in Edinburgh, get yourselves there.
Whiskey or Iron Brew?
Iron Brew, without a doubt.
I kind of guessed that
I'm
was going to come from when you mentioned the Iron Brew
yeah,
fudge.
not into whiskey. I mean, I'm not massively into Iron Brew, but it is the best hangover cure in the world ever. Is an Iron Brew, but it has to be out of a, well, ideally a glass bottle. If you can't get your hands on a glass bottle, a can, never a plastic bottle. Doesn't taste the same. Diet Iron Brew is rotten. Don't ever try that. It has to be the full sugar, doesn't
It
it?
really does. It really, right, okay,
Yeah.
this is going back a little bit, but when they changed it, could you taste the difference?
I don't know. I think I thought I could, but I don't know if I really could.
Because they've got the 1893
Yeah.
bottle as well, which is
Apparently,
kind
you
of the old
buy the
school one.
original recipe, like some corner shops do, and they try and charge you like a tenner for a can of original Iron Brew.
I can remember, like when they were changing it, I can remember loads of corner shops had bought loads.
Yeah.
So they can say, there's the original. We're charging a bit extra now. Because
But it
the...
was really controversial, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean,
Yeah.
I hate to think how much sugar was in that original one, though.
But I love the fact that we were raging by the fact that they'd made it healthier. We're taking
I
out this
know. How
five
dare
bags of
you?
sugar.
Yeah, how dare you? Oh, it's so good though. I see my husband's Irish, as I've said, but he hates Iron Brew. And I think he's just saying that deliberately to annoy me because I don't understand how you could possibly hate it. I
Yeah,
think it's delicious.
I'm a big.
Yeah.
I love an Iron Brew. I'm a
I know,
massive
so
fan
do
of it.
I. The other thing you can get in St Andrews, where when we used to go as kids, have you ever been to an ice cream shop called Janetta's in St
No.
Andrews? World class. They do an Iron Brew sorbet, which is to die for. So another hint. You could just do a tour of Scotland, going to all the places that
Tell you,
use
see if you do
Iron
do
Brew
your
as
if you
part of
do your
their.
food program, I want to
I'm
come on
going
as
to
a
all
guest
these
and just get
places.
you to take me around everywhere.
Okay, sold, done.
But when it comes to ice cream, though, being in Edinburgh, it's got to be Lucas ice cream for me.
Yeah, see, no, not for
Yeah.
me. Being from Glasgow, and there's obviously the big Italian connection here. We've got so many amazing cafes. Gino's around the corner from me. You know, we've got loads of good Italian ice cream cafes. Valentini's near me. I think it has to be one of them. And you always have to order an oyster. Well, that's my go-to anyway.
We need to have an ice cream off, an ice cream
Okay.
battle.
That is a easy done. Sign me up.
Haggis sleeps and tatties or mince and tatties?
Ooh, mince and tatties, I think. I
Yeah.
feel like mince and tatties, that was always our Monday night dinner growing up, and it's still kind of carried on as a tradition. It's one of the only things that my wee girl will eat. And my mum still makes it for her most Mondays. So that's kind of our Monday night dinner. Yeah, mince and tatties. And a wee side of pastry.
Yeah, I
I
like a bit
like,
of pastry, but mince and
yeah.
tatties. We've not given her Lillian
Oh, well,
mince and
try
tatties
that.
yet, actually. But that's another thing that I think, as we were saying earlier with the soup, everyone's mince and tatties is different.
Yeah.
Every mum's mince and tatties is different.
Every mum, yeah, they are, aren't they?
Yeah, because
Yeah.
some, you know, has it got carrots in it? Has it got peas in it? Have you got
Always
it charred?
carrots. Well, peas maybe on the side, I would say.
See, I
That's
don't like
another thing. My
peas.
husband didn't know what that was. He thought it was a really odd thing to have for dinner.
What, mince and
Mince and
tatties?
yeah, apparently that's a Scottish thing. I
Oh
don't
yeah, I
realise
would say
that.
that's yeah, that
I
doesn't
didn't
apply.
know that.
Yeah, I would totally say yeah, that's a complete.
And do you ever get a mince round from the butchers? That's one of our go-tos.
No, what's a mince round?
It's mince in a pie, basically.
All right,
So
okay, right,
it's
yeah,
pastry,
right.
but they call it a mince round. And the butcher's around the corner from me does two mince rounds for a fiver on a Monday. So we tend to get a mince round on a mince round Mondays.
Nice,
They're
nice.
delicious. They're,
Yeah.
and you know that way, you know, I was like, well, I'm just gonna have half, and by the time the night's over, you've eaten the whole thing. They're very Moorish.
You look at a lot of like haggis, sneaks and tatties, and mince and tatties is probably a great example because you look at sort of the culture of Scotland, and you know it's not warm,
No.
and so we wanted
It's
heavy food.
comfort.
It's stodgy, heavy
Yeah,
food to give
yeah.
you heat in the winter, and mince and tatties and
Oh, there's
haggis, sneaks and
nothing
tatties are
like it.
great examples of that, really. That you
Yeah,
know.
they really are. I do like haggis, sneaks and tatties, but it's not the kind of thing I would eat frequently.
No, it is more of a occasion thing, I suppose.
Yeah. And how do you feel about the kind of fancy haggis bonbons and the likes? Do you feel like you just need to keep it simple, or are you into the whenever they try and make
I
haggis
mean, if it's
fancy?
there, I'll eat it. But
Yes.
it's not something I would make at home. You know what I mean? If I'm at home, I'm going to make haggis, leaps and tatties,
Yeah,
probably.
see, I don't even really make it at home. I would only really have it if I was, it's quite a wedding-y thing, isn't it? You get it as a
Yeah. I used to host a Scottish show here in town, called The Spirit of Scotland. So I would sing and we'd have Highland dancers and everything like that. It was all tourists from all over the place, but they would get a full meal. And we always used to have to make haggis the starter, because
Yeah.
you never knew if they would like it or not. So it'd
Well,
always be
that's
a
it.
little sort
I'm
of.
more of a haggis as a starter kind of gal. I feel like you can have a bit too much haggis. I just want a little nibble of it, then I'm
And my
done.
wife's vegetarian, so
Oh.
when I do, we have a proper haggis and a vegetarian haggis. And I have to say, the vegetarian haggis tastes
It's
lovely.
lovely. Veggie
Tastes
haggis
lovely.
is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, this is where it got. I'll save that one. I'll do.
All right, okay.
Although I think I know the answer to this one already. Black pudding or square sausage?
Square sausage,
Yeah.
hands
Okay, I thought
down, hands
that
down. But again, I'm quite picky about my square sausage. You can get some pretty rubbish ones. I think
Yeah.
it's the sort of one you have to spend a wee bit more money on.
They can be a bit rubbery sometimes. Just a little
Yeah.
bit.
I feel like a butcher's, you have to get it from a butcher, really,
Yeah, I
if you
think you
want a
kind
good
of
one.
do. I think you kind of do.
And you
But.
have to kind of almost burn it. You know, I quite like it when it's really, really crispy.
The thing is, a square sausage is what. I mean, obviously, I love a link sausage as well. But a square sausage, it just goes perfectly on a roll.
Doesn't it?
It fills the roll
I
beautifully.
know. It's like it's been made for a roll, but I can't really have it without having a tack scone on there, too. I
Yeah.
feel like you need that. It just is a little extra to soak it all up.
Yeah. We need to go on a food journey at some point.
Oh,
But I've said this story many times, but it makes me and my wife laugh all the time. We were up at Fort William a few years ago, and there were the breakfast in the hotel, and they were coming through and saying, "All right, so we've got a full breakfast, and oh, let's you have this and that and that. And today's special is tatty scones." And I was like,
special.
"That's the special." I
Wow.
loved it though. I was like,
Brilliant. I mean, you're
"I'll
not going
have
to
the
turn them down,
special,
are
thanks.
you?
I'll have the special on the side, thanks very much."
That's brilliant. Sprinkle them with some parsley or something
I
to make them
know,
look
I know,
fancy.
I know.
Oh, that's
I can't. I
brilliant.
don't even know if they just bother to fry them or they just put them in the toaster. I don't know.
No, they need to be fried in butter.
Oh
That's the
yeah.
only way.
Last but not least, Tunnock's tea cake or caramel wafers?
Oh, that's really hard.
Yeah. This is the question
But
that people hate me for.
yeah, because I really like both. Oh. Well, I would actually, if I was going to choose any Tunnocks item, it'd be a snowball.
Snowballs are great. I like a snowball, but they're
I
messy.
love coconut. Probably a caramel wafer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you
No, I
get
think you
more
get
in
more.
them.
Yeah, I was going to say, you get more out of
We're
it.
kindred spirits, I feel.
Because,
How
like,
can I maximize my snack?
I know, a tiny sea cake, it's just gone. It's just gone.
Yeah.
Whereas, again, it's a bit more solid. You
Yeah.
can get more, but it lasts longer,
Yeah.
essentially.
Have you ever had the dark chocolate ones? They're quite nice.
I'm not a big fan of dark chocolate.
No, me neither, but actually they are nice.
Yeah.
Give them a try.
I will. I would say only because I'm trusting you with food now. Because I'm like, yep, I trust her. The only thing that you would ever have to probably convince me of is I don't like fish.
Oh my gosh.
I see. I'm
Right,
saying that to the
okay.
end because I thought you might hate me.
Wow.
But
Okay.
there's a reason for that though, is because when I was a kid, like really young, I got a fish bone stuck in my throat, and since then,
Yeah, that maybe
it's a
would put
mental
you
thing.
off.
It's
Yeah.
my head's like,
No,
I
I'll
don't
give
want.
it a go. I'll take you for a chippy at the Anstruther fish bar and you
Right,
won't
you're
look
on.
back.
Yeah.
Promise. But you're not allowed to order sauce.
All right. Emma, this has been absolutely brought. I've had an absolute blast with you. Thank you so
Oh,
much
again,
for sparing
I'm
the
glad. I know I
time.
could chat all day. Thank you. I'm starving now. Like,
I know.
what can I go and eat?
I know. It's lunchtime now. We're fine.
Thank
Again, no, but thank you so much. Look after
you.
yourself.
Oh, you too. Take care. Thanks so much.
That was brilliant. What a great way, what a great way to kick off Series 4 of Scottish Memories. Emma, thank you so much. I had so much fun, so much fun. I genuinely want to do a food tour with Emma now. I think we'd just have a great time. But I hope you've enjoyed that, guys. If you have, whether you're watching on YouTube or listening on wherever you get your podcasts, please remember, leave a like, leave a comment, review if you can as well. But till next time, bye humans.